My name is Dr. Christy Sumner, and I'm the co-owner of History, Highways, and Haunts, which is a business that I formed with my business partner, Miranda Young, and we operate out of the historic Scott County Jail in Huntsville, Tennessee. So the historic Scott County Jail was built in 1904. It was in operation as the county jail until 2008. And then after it closed, it really sat vacant up until 2021 when Miranda and I opened what we call a museum as well as a paranormal research center. So we feel that we gave it new life by one, highlighting the history, but then also highlighting the paranormal aspect as well. So the historic Scott County Jail is located in Scott County, Tennessee, which is an extremely rural location. It's also one of the most distressed counties in Tennessee. The population of Huntsville itself is around 2,100. Scott County, I believe, is about 50,000 in the county. But again, it's very rural. We're about 45 minutes up to about an hour northwest of Knoxville. We feel that we have contributed to tourism in this area through dark tourism and offering these services. So, for example, most of the people that come to do paranormal investigations actually come from other states, other areas. We have not had a team local to Scott County that has come to investigate. So all of the tourism that has come from the paranormal investigations themselves have been outside of the community. And when they come, they're staying in the local hotel, they're eating the local food, they're going to other historic sites and locations. So that is contributing to the overall tourism just by what we do after dark. When we started History, Highways, and Haunts LLC, which is the name of our company, we knew we wanted to expand and help other areas really preserve or get historic preservation through tourism dollars, specifically after dark tourism dollars. And so we started here at the historic Scott County Jail for a couple of reasons. One, it was accessible. We knew that it was a vacant building. Miranda, my business partner, she is from the area, so she has a lot of ties to the community. She was born and raised here. So it was relatively easy to get a meeting with the mayor and the aldermen and the decision makers to allow us to run this business enterprise. And so, but we always had the idea of taking dark tourism and helping places preserve their history through that tourism mechanism. And so we partnered, since we opened the historic Scott County Jail, we have partnered with the historic village of Rugby, which is about 20 minutes from here. And we do all of their after dark programming. So we do guided ghost hunts, we do lantern tours, and we run their paranormal investigations as well. And it's a great partnership because we make a little bit of revenue, and historic Rugby, they make revenue off of each of our ticket sales as well. So that's going back into the historic preservation aspect. I am 100% involved in these subcultures. I am fully immersed. Everything I do in my waking day right now is consumed by either historic preservation or paranormal tourism. Every now and then I'll stop to mow the grass, but otherwise I'm pretty immersed in this 100%. It's an interesting trajectory. It's not something that, you know, 10 years ago I envisioned myself running a historic jail in the most rural county in Tennessee. My background is very diverse. I was a college professor. I ran different business enterprises. I was a senior director of a registered traveler company that was worldwide. But I really wanted to take a step back and kind of come back from corporate America, if you will, and do something a little bit different. I had the opportunity to meet my business partner, Miranda, and that was through the paranormal. We're both paranormal investigators, and we became fast friends. And really, COVID was the catalyst to jumpstart this business plan of ours, because she had lost her job due to COVID. I was in a position to kind of switch gears and slow down a little bit from corporate world. And it was just a great fit. So it was one of those timing issues that was very fortunate for both of us. And it's just really ballooned into something that we're both proud of and I'm extremely happy with. So this isn't something that just stops in October. I know that a lot of industries, a lot of businesses do things around October with regard to after dark tourism because that's when most people are the most engaged in it. But it is something that is year round. Our paranormal investigations here, our lantern tours, our guided ghost hunts, they're just not in October. They are a year round service offering that we have both here at the jail and at Rugby. And we've really seen that grow since 2021. Now, I am a little bit more immersed in this study as well, because as you said, I'm doing my own independent study on various aspects of after dark tourism also. And so through my research, it is something that is growing because we've got different trends that are rising. People are more in tuned, obviously, in social media. So if somebody has a quote unquote spooky encounter, say at the historic Scott County Jail, it's more prevalent now that that will get shared, right, through social media, through YouTube, through Facebook, through Instagram or TikTok. Also the rise in true crime podcasts, true crime books, true crime documentary. This has also become very prevalent in American society right now, and people want to go and experience those locations, right? The Villisca Axe Murder House, the Lizzie Borden Axe Murder House, the site where the Black Dahlia was murdered out in California. These are all sites where people now they've heard about these stories and they want to go and experience that. Another trend that is kind of different right now, especially since COVID, is people want experiences that are more tangible and that are more personable. And by that, I mean they want smaller groups. They want something that is personalized to them. And after dark tourism is a natural fit for that. Because you've got these smaller groups, these more intimate groups that are getting experiences that are much different than something that you see at like Disney World or Universal Studios. So I think that just through what we've seen personally and what I've researched, this is the trend that is happening. They want these different experiences. When we opened the historic Scott County Jail and we started having some success with paranormal investigations and our lantern tours and our guided ghost hunts, we've had other museums and historic sites reach out to us and say, how are you doing this? What are you doing? Most of them say, I'm afraid of muddying the waters between our historical narrative and something paranormal. And that's their biggest fear, is that they don't want the history to be lost by doing something after dark and doing something spooky. And so, because so many people started asking us this, I really wanted to look further as to why other museums and historic locations are not taking advantage of this $30 billion a year industry. Right now, historic locations and museums are hemorrhaging money. They don't have the revenue. They don't have the drive or the tourism drive that they once had, especially pre-COVID. The numbers are decreasing. People don't want to just go and spend time in a museum anymore. And so that's really what is guiding my research, that question of why aren't these museums and historic sites doing more after hours, taking advantage of these after-hour opportunities that are out there? Because even once you, if you have a 9-to-5 business, and your building closes at 5 p.m., you're still paying money on that business, right? You're still paying property taxes. You're still paying electric. You're still paying heat. You're still paying all of these other things, but you're not making revenue once you close the doors. So why not let the building help you or the historic site help you make money after business hours? And so that's what really drove my research. So what I'm doing is I've actually got three national surveys out at the same time. The first one was to historic locations and museums, and again, to gauge their attitude toward after dark tourism and after dark mechanisms and programs. The second survey was to paranormal investigators and their travel and spending habits. The reason I looked at that group is because that is a monetary marker that I can absolutely look at, right? Paranormal investigators are spending money, they're traveling, and they're going to these locations. And that's one of those aspects that I can look at. The third one was to ghost walk operators and managers, because they're seeing the general public that is that are participating in their after dark walks. Again, another avenue of revenue that I can study, that I can get real numbers from. And so what my goal is to show these museums and historic locations that you do not have to lose the historical narrative from your location. That can actually help you get revenue after dark, because one, we're seeing these two other facets, paranormal investigators and ghost walk operators, making revenue, and you can take advantage of that as well. So that's really what's guiding my study. And that's what I'll be presenting at some of these different conferences. History drives everything that we do, right? None of the history is ever lost in any of our paranormal programming. It guides our paranormal programming, and it is essentially the quote unquote script for everything that we do. And then what we show is that the paranormal and the activity that we're getting here and these after dark programs that we're utilizing is actually enhancing that history. And in some cases, explaining history. So, and by that, I mean, some of the quote unquote paranormal evidence that we're getting at the jail is absolutely mirroring the history that we tell on our tours. And so what we've also found is that this is another avenue that allows for recidivism, for lack of a better term, of guests coming into our jail, right? So they start with the daytime tour. They get intrigued by the after dark, which leads them to take a lantern tour. That in turn leads them to take a guided ghost hunt, and then they move on to paranormal investigations. So we're now not getting the revenue from a single person one time. We have the potential to get it four different times. And that's something that you typically don't see in a museum during the day. Once you see a museum, you pretty much have seen the museum or the historic site, and you don't tend to go back unless they offer some type of a special event. So that's another thing that we're seeing here, just in our After Dark programming. And going back to the original question, we allow the history, again, to be our driving focus behind everything that we do. I think the future of After Dark tourism is actually really exciting. I think that it's an industry that's definitely growing. Again, you've got this generation now that wants to have these different experiences. The hotspot attractions off of the interstate, like a Disney World or a Universal Studio or a Busch Gardens, I think they've been overdone, for lack of a better term. And people are wanting to go back to these historic locations. They want to have that connection. They want to do more local tourist things. And I think After Dark tourism is a very unique mechanism for them to have a unique experience. As I said before, you can walk through the historic Scott County Jail during the day and have one experience. You walk through the historic Scott County Jail at night, and it's a completely different experience. And I think people are looking for that, again, driven also by social media, by, Facebook and TikTok and all of these other social media sites where people are having these essentially tangible experiences with the paranormal that other people want to partake in. So for me, I don't think there's an end in sight to After Dark tourism. I think it is the rising trend in tourism right now, because it involves so many different things: tangible experiences, unique experiences, personal experiences. So there's a whole gambit of stuff that's wrapped up in After Dark tourism that you just don't get from traditional daytime tourism. I think the challenges to After Dark tourism are, one, the fact that people think that the historical narrative is going to get lost. Here at the historic Scott County Jail, we make it a point to make sure that does not happen. Another drawback would be that locations and historic sites think that everything that's quote unquote paranormal is demonic. And again, you can control that by controlling the narrative, right? So for example, here at the historic Scott County Jail, every time a paranormal group comes in, we say there is nothing demonic here. You cannot say that there is. Anything that you portray for the historic Scott County Jail, if you mention demonic, we will come after you legally for libel and slander, because it is not here. And that's how we control it. And so I think people need to understand that they have control over their narrative. And these locations, they don't have to start out doing paranormal investigations. They can start out with just a historic lantern tour. As I said before, I can tell you the historical story of the historic Scott County Jail in the daytime I turn out the lights at 8 o'clock at night, tell you the same story, but you're going to have a different experience. You're going to have a different sensory experience because of that. So it doesn't even have to be spooky. It doesn't have to be paranormal. It doesn't have to be dark or horror or true crime or anything. Just turn the lights off and you're just going to give them a different experience. So I think, you know, controlling the narrative it's a hindrance, but you can overcome that. You know, also I think that right now the trend that I'm seeing is the people that are partaking in After Dark tourism, they're between the ages of 35 and 55, for the most part. I think as if the trend continues to go down a little bit to a lower age group, you could see the potential for some type of a vandalism or some type of this younger generation that doesn't, I don't want to say care as much, but doesn't understand the ramifications of destroying history. So that's another thing that you need to control for and understand. And so those are a couple of things that I think would be drawbacks or things that you need to overcome with regard to After Dark tourism. It's something that I'm really excited about just because, you know, I see the potential in this. And I think if more locations would just, again, know that they can control their narrative and they can control the history and they can control really for the most part how their location is portrayed, I think more people would get on board with this because it is, I mean, it's paranormal or After Dark tourism itself is projected to be a $41 billion a year industry by 2032. And I think that people really need to get on board with it.